Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody?
of these days, the victory is going to be won. Hallelujah. We fighting this battle down here, but after a while, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you all. As you coming on tonight, I'm just thinking about how beautiful it's going to be when we get in that city, when we see everybody dressed in their robes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful time when we all get together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. And he done paid it all for us.
Paid it all.
Faith.
Oh,
to him I owe. Come on. Did he watch? No. Glory. Thank you.
praise God, praise God, praise God. You are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you tonight. Praise God, to lift up the name of Jesus. Praying that hearts be touched, minds, soul, and bodies be healed. Praying for every mother that has a son behind prison walls. Praying that our hearts be healed. Praying for everyone that is hurting in any kind of way, that those hurts be healed. Praise God. We're praying for deliverance. Praise God. From drugs, alcohol, or slain by the bullets. Whatever you may be facing or whatever you may be going through, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt. Praise God. Praise God. God said for us to pray you one for another that you may be healed. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We have a Father that's willing to give us rest from anything that we face in this life, because he knows Satan, the adversary, is as the he's like a roaring lion going around seeking whom he may devour. And if he can get in your door, truly he'll get in there and cause a havoc, disturbance, whatever he can do to cause any kind of interruption in your home. This is what the devil is trying to do. So in that case, we ought to pray for one another, to love one another. Praise God. To lift up those children, to pray for those children, to pray for those husbands, pray for those wives. Praise God. Hallelujah. God didn't make us just to pray for ourselves, but to pray ye one for another. Praise God. God is just awesome. He got everything organized. Praise God. He got everything in line. Praise God. So we are to follow the path that he has prepared for us. Praise God. I just thank God for who he is in our lives. Praise God. This is Family Sunday. When we talk about the families, we know that, praise God, Father's Day is coming up next week. Praise God. And we'll be praying for the fathers next week. Praise God. Praise God. But this is our main family day. Praise God. So I'm going to go to prayer right now and open up. And then I'm going to ask Mother Stokes to be next with a prayer for family. And then next would be Sister Catherine for family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, as we come before you tonight, God, thanking you, Lord God, for your loving kindness and your mercy. Thanking you, Lord God, for your grace, oh God. For your grace is sufficient for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon planned against us shall prosper, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you give good gifts unto your children, God. We thank you, God, that you know everything about us, God. So, Father, tonight, God, I lift up every mother, God, behind that has a son behind prison walls. I lift up every mother behind prison walls tonight, God, that have children out here that she has left behind, God. Father, I pray tonight, God, for healing in that, oh God, heart, oh God, in the home, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray tonight, oh God, everything that the devil has meant for bad, God, oh God, you are turning things around, God. Heal her heart, oh God, where it's broken. God, you know the heart of a mother toward her children, God. Father God, that one that have lost a son by the bullet, God, I'm praying tonight, oh God, oh Father God, oh God, just, oh God, touch that heart, God. You are the healer, oh God. Let there be no malice, no anger, God, oh Father God, but God, just lay it all on the altar before you, God, and God, and watch what you do, God. in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Father, oh God, that you are our Father. I thank you, Father, for your loving kindness. I thank you, Father, for loving us so well, God. Oh God, thank you, Father God. You said you would never stop loving us, and I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for every prayer request tonight, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, every prayer request, oh God, that is brought in tonight, God. I pray, oh God, that there'll be a change, oh God. Oh God, oh Father God, in every way, I pray that there'll be healing in every walk. Father, I pray that their eyes, oh God, will be lifted up to you. Oh Father God, thank you. Thank you, my God. You said in everything to give thanks. For this is the will that concerneth you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bring our hallelujahs to you. We lift them up to you, God. Oh, God, because that's our praise. And you said you inhabit our praise, Lord God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, my Father, for being our Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So glad to have all you all on tonight. And I'm going to ask Mother Stokes to give us a prayer. And then I'm going to ask for the prayer request. Anybody have a prayer request? And then Sister Catherine will come. Go ahead, Sister Stokes.
Amen, amen. We thank and praise God for this family night. We thank God for all of the families who are on and those who are yet to come this tonight, Lord. We thank you, God. We said according to 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we are family tonight, oh God. I come, Father, to lift up every family that is going through hurt right now. Father, even the young man who was killed at Wendy's on last night, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, just got off of work, Father, was killed by the bullets
yes,
of a policeman, Lord. Killed by the
yes.
Holy Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up his wife. I lift up the three babies, Lord God, that he left behind. His mom and dad, oh Father. And I lift up the Floyd. I lift up every one of those that has been murdered, Lord God. All the grieving families, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. I just tell them to have faith in you, Father. Oh God, have faith in you. That the faith be pleases God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing for those families that are, Lord God, they are weak right now, the families, but you are strong, God. You're not a weak God, and you say you would lift them up. You will give them strength at their weakest hour, oh, Father. So now, God, these families are going through, Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Lord, some of them are sick. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, some have punctures in their body. Some have COVID-19, God. I lift them up, Father. There are some families that, one, a couple of people that died on yesterday with COVID-19, God. I lift up those grieving families. And, oh, Father, even though that those, all those people who have lost loved ones, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, lost whatever way they lost it, Lord, God, whatever way they died, oh Lord, we lift them up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And this is a family night. Father, and family come together. Oh God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that all families of the world will come together in the name of Jesus and love each other. Love each other like Christ loved the church. God, we thank you tonight. Oh, we give you honor. We give you praises. Because it all belongs to you. You're a good God. You're a loving God. You're compassionate. You're everything that we need tonight, oh God. I lift up Sister Vivian, Father, in the name of Jesus, Sister Gigi, and Sister Catherine, everyone who's on this line, Lord, tonight. I lift them up, God. I thank you, Father, for whatever they're going through. God, we know that you will heal them. Father, every son and brother that we know, every financial blessing. God, your promises that you will take care of us according to your riches and glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would not hold no good thing from those who walk upright with you, Father. God, I just want to thank you tonight. You're good, God, Lord. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Father. And we thank you for taking care of all the families of the world. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stokes. Thank you so much. Is there anybody on that have a special prayer request that you want prayer for tonight before Sister Catherine come on and pray? Praise God. If you have a prayer request, please press 1 on your phone now. Please press 1 if you have a prayer request and you want it to be spoken. Praise God. All right. We do have one right here. Okay. Tell us your prayer request, honey.
My prayer request. I have 1 week. Tomorrow will make 1 week for me to finish Excel testing class coursework for the Louisiana Insurance. I'm asking God for favor that I will complete the task, that I will have favor, that I will remember. I'm asking for God to open up my intellect so that after I complete the course, the 90-hour course, that I will be able to take the test this month before the month ends, and that I will be able to pass the test with flying colors successfully. I decree in the name of Jesus, passing scores in Jesus' name, so that I can be able to also sell Louisiana insurance.
All right, honey. Thank you. We sure enough will pray. Praise, thank you for that prayer request. That's a great one. We also want to pray for Sister Gloria Dean that is not on tonight yet. She's been feeling bad under the weather. We want to keep her in prayer. Praise God. Is there anyone else? If not, we're going to go on. Gigi has a prayer request.
General prayer for me and my family. Please.
All right, Sister Gigi. All right, praise God. All right, Sister Catherine, would you mind praying for the prayer request?
Hey, Sister Vivian, I want to lift up the Brooks family as the young man was still sitting in his car yesterday, actually. It was at night. He went to go get him something to eat at Wendy's. And he went to sleep because he was so tired. It was 4 days in the morning. And he was killed under the hands of the policeman.
Yes.
And we pray against pray that the protesters out there, that there be no more deaths.
Yes. Is there anybody else with a prayer request before we go on? If you have a prayer request, press 1. If you have a prayer request, press 1. If not, we're going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, yes, we do have one more here.
My mother is going to the doctor on tomorrow, and I'm asking that she will have favor. Her name is Fernanda Gillen, that she will have favor with the doctors and the nurses and the also the medical field, the people in the medical profession, to touch their hands and their mind and their bodies and their brains to give the best type of medical assistance that my mother will need along with my aunt, that they will live long and have good health.
Thank you, Marla. Thank you. All right.
Amen.
All right. Next, 985, do you have a prayer request?
I do. This is Sister Zadie Alford, and I'm asking for prayer for bereaved families, and some of them are connected to me, and some are not, but they are all, you know, in grieving moments right now, and we're sending out prayer for requests for them, and I myself are going to have a test on Tuesday, so pray that, you know, God will reveal what the situation healed, and this is the right test that show me, direct me in the direction of my total healing, okay?
Amen, amen. Is there anybody else before we move on with a prayer request? Do press 1. If you have a prayer request at this time, before we go into prayer, if you have a prayer request, press 1. Sister Catherine is going to move into the prayer request now. Go ahead, Minister Catherine.
Thank you. I bless you, Minister Vivian, and I thank God for all of the ones who have prayer requests, and I thank God that you're praying along as pray and lift up these needs before the Lord, because he is the
Amen.
One who can help in any situation. It is nothing too hard for God. And if there's some
Amen.
Faith, and you've already stepped out in faith asking for prayer, that's step 1. Amen. And the next one is to believe and trust that the hand of God is going to move for you this day. And faith is right now. Amen. We are trusting God for his work right now, and he never fails. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now as we come boldly to the throne of grace, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, for you are good and you worthy of all the praise, and you've already invited us, hallelujah, to come to call you, and you will answer us. And you will show great and mighty things that we don't even know of. And you said, come with our petitions and ask, but believe. And when we ask, we have the request in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just lift you up today, and we lift, as we lift up the people to you, Lord God. Oh, God, this one that wanted to finish this test in her, that testing, oh, God. Lord, you give her the desires of her heart, oh God. Lord, asking you to honor her diligence as she has studied, and now let it come to fruition in the name of Jesus. We're trusting you, Lord, to touch her mind, oh God, and bring back the remembrance of those things that she has already studied, oh God. And we give you the praise. Lord, you are the healer. You are the one who have already redeemed us from the curse. And whatever it is, oh God, illness in Gloria Dean's body, oh God, we're asking you to drive it out by the power of your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, for Sister Gigi's family. God, we're asking you, Lord, to prosper that family and cause them to be in hell as their soul prosper, Lord. Oh, God, Minister Gigi is a praying woman. She belongs to you, Lord. And we're asking you to bless her and her household right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels that are surrounding them, oh, God. Thank you for that hedge of protection you're putting up on them right now. Oh, God, there are those that are in bereavement today, God. And we're asking you to show your grace and mercy, God. Lord, remember the Brooks family, oh, God, as they are going through preparing to bury their loved one. Lord, you are the comforter who can comfort anyone in any way, God. You never, never leave you, Lord. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot cure, God. We thank you right now, Lord. Oh, God, for this Mother Gillian, God. Give them favor right now, Lord. You are the healer. Oh, God, there are others. Sister Zadie, God, the bereavement, the comforter, God. And we're asking you that those that are going for tests at the physicians, oh, God, we're asking you to give the doctors, oh, God, the wisdom to find out what the problem is. And, oh, God, you said when the enemy have been found out, Lord, that enemy can be dealt with, oh, God. Whatever sickness it is, it's an enemy to her body. And we give you the glory and the honor right now for driving out anything that's there, oh, God. And we're thanking you right now. God, you said if they would come, hallelujah, call for the elders of the church, oh, God, and if they would pray over them, oh, God, you said, and if they have any sins, they will be forgiven. Oh God, and I'm asking you to search all of our hearts this evening, oh God. Oh God, when you are, if you find anything shouldn't be, we're asking you to take it out right now, God. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that's cleansing us. We don't want anything, hallelujah, to come in between us receiving your mercies, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, our eyes are on you, hallelujah. And we thank you for your favor, your touch right now, God. And we love you, God. And we thank you for continuing continually ordering our steps, oh God, for our steps are ordered by you, God. We can make our plans, but the answers come from you, Lord. And you've already given us a good plan for our lives, oh God. And we thank you for your revelation right now, God. Do it for your glory, God. Open up eyes and open up ears in the minds of your people, God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We give you the glory and the honor. We ask the blessings, oh God, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as we come against all of the forces of evil that will come against your people, God. We're asking you to stand up, hallelujah. Let those warring angels go before and war on the behalf of your people, Lord. Oh, God, you justice belongs to you. You want all people, as you said in Micah, oh, God, that you want people to do justly. Oh, God, that young man that was killed, oh, God, we asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, to let justice, hallelujah, be served in that case, my God. And we thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray, amen, to the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to
thank you.
You.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
So much. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The Lord is
thank
good.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord is good. The Lord is
all
good.
The time.
And we just worship
all
him. We just worship him. Praise
thank
God.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father,
hallelujah.
Father, Father, right now I
hallelujah
come against every evil spirit in the name of
in
Jesus.
The
as they are protesting, I come against every evil spirit, every spirit that's trying to take out, because we know that anger is going to boil up in both sides, black and white. But, God, you have no color, and I'm asking you, Lord God, to protect your people, Lord God. We come against the killing on the streets, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we cover everyone, no matter what color they are out there. Cover them with the blood. Cover the police department, Lord, with the blood, God. Help them, Lord God. Oh, Father, them help them to protect, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give them a love for the people out there, God. God, you got many policemen, oh, God, out there, oh, Father, God, that love the people, and they love their job, oh, God. And so, Father, we pray, oh, God, that they will be there for their peers, and they will help their peers along the way, oh, God, when they see they're doing something wrong, that's not right, God. We pray that they will talk up and speak out and say, man, don't go that way. And Father, we coming against, oh God, all anger, all bitterness, oh God, that's out there on our streets right now, God. Father God, give them a love for one another, God, because you are love, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, oh, God, out there, God, tonight, God, just tonight, God. We are believing you for tonight, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, hallelujah, praise God. As I said, this is family night. We always say first Sunday is praise, then second Sunday is family night. So this is our family night, and we want to talk a little bit about the family because, praise God, hallelujah. The title is tonight, Family Goals Leading Up to Father's Day, praise God, hallelujah. Family goals, we ought to have goals for our children, things that that's planning. We as a family, and as the man is the head, and the woman, praise God, we ought to have goals for our children, planning ahead and believing for the best for our families, praise God, hallelujah. We look forward, and the Bible tells us to leave an inheritance to the family, praise God. That's the way we ought to be. Have a mindset like God. And I know many families have left great possessions to their children, praise God, because they are family minded, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we want to look at tonight leaving goals for our children if we are able to, praise God, hallelujah. So that our children can be blessed, our grandchildren, the Bible say, praise God, and our children, he says, our children and our children's children will be blessed. And that's the way we got to look at things, and God will help us and he will prosper us if we are following in the line of what he's saying. Praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm trying to get this point over to you tonight. We are to leave, just like God left good gifts unto his children. We are to leave good gifts if God has blessed us. When God has blessed us with great possessions and things, we ought to be having a mindset to leave to our children and our children's children. And I hear some people say, I don't want to leave nothing to my children. Well, let's go back to the word. We want to follow God's word, children. We got so much love for our children. We want children to be blessed. Praise God. We want our grandchildren to be blessed and our great-grandchildren to be blessed because God has wonderfully blessed us. So we're going to talk about family goals. The preparation for successful marriage begins in childhood. In order for our children to come up, and sometimes, you know, we can see great families with children so well mannered. So, you know, we are to teach them when they are born. We talk to our children when they are in the womb. And we tell them right from wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. So bringing up children in a righteous home start when they are adolescent. Praise God. We ought to start teaching them at an early age, teaching them the things of God if it's a Christian home. But sometimes it's not a Christian home, but people have good morals, and they teach their children good morals. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it begins in the child when he's in a very early status, early age. I was taught in an early age by my mother. Praise God. We out in, and you know, I was way out in the woods, in the dirt and cotton fields and all this kind of stuff. You know, all this is helps us to grow. We have things, praise God, to help us to know where we are and to live a life, praise God, of knowing what it's like to be out. Praise God, working hard. So we ought to teach our children how to have a job when they, you know, I put my children out at the age of 16, told them to go get a job. Some people say, oh, no, they too young. They wait till they get 21. Oh, no, 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 no. My daddy put us out early, early. I don't think I was 10 years old and I was trying to carry a 50-pound sack of fertilizer. Somebody. It was hard. I was out picking cotton cucumbers, scraping cotton in the balling hot sun. I didn't like it. But, hey, I learned. It's teaching our children how to be successful. That's what parents is for, how to be successful in life. My mother said, you got to be faithful over those few things, and then you'll be ruler over many. Learn how to be thankful over those little things. She used to tell me that. Praise God. And I'm quite sure you have some things in your memory that your mother told you. Praise God. I have many things, memories, that my mother, I used to sit down at her knees. And sometimes she's combing my hair because it was so thick. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mother would sit down and she would talk. And I would listen. See, we start with children when they are young. They're listening. They'll listen. Praise God. Those who come from good homes are prone to build good homes for themselves. That helps them to build. If it's taught in their hearts when they're young, it'll help them to want to build. Praise God. Good homes. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we, praise God, we are the ones that's supposed to teach them. No one else. Prepare them to get ready to go out to preschool. Prepare them to go out to get ready for first grade, whatever they have to venture out in. Praise God. The best insurance for a good marriage is for a child to be brought up in a stable home. We know that. We have so many broken, look, y'all know. We have so many broken homes. We have so many young girls having babies at early ages. We have, and it's no way, our system now is just totally out of order. And sometimes if we get out there, we can teach them. And sometimes some of them will listen and some of them won't. But God didn't say all of them going to be saved. He said if you can just get one to listen, it'll be a blessing to the kingdom. They made mistakes. Yes, we made mistakes. But we had someone to keep on coaching us and teaching us. And we not to be just doing the same thing, praise God. Where parents love one another and love their children, where the principles of God's word are practiced, the children have a daily example of what a real marriage should be. Young men will learn if we know how to treat our husband and our wives. Then the young men will know how to treat them. That's always been a principle. We know that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. A good home makes children. You know, it's many times I want to talk to parents and say, don't do that in front of the children. Don't do that in front of the children. You want your children to grow up and to be blessed. And y'all cursing each other out, it's not good. It's not good. We know so many families that have stayed together over the years and not happy. One stay in one room and one stay in the other. The husband and wife is separated because they can't get along. There's no reason. We need to come back to God's way. We need to come back to God's way. We are in a time now, in a pandemic, where there's so much chaos. Until husband and wife now need to draw together more than ever. They need to draw together more than ever before. So these young people out here can find their way, praise God, so that they can be a blessing to somebody. To get the anger out, to pray for them. Praise God. A general rule of thumb, the more stable the home, the more stable the children. Praise God. So what is done in the home, as we see, it reflects on the children. In Christ, no one needs to remain as a prisoner of the past. In him, we forget those things which are behind and press forward to the things, the high mark, calling of Jesus Christ. Praise God. In him, there is deliverance. He brings us into his kingdom of righteousness and peace and joy. When we are in Christ, he will help us in every way that we fall short. God is here to help us. We are not perfect. Come on, somebody. This is what a main thing I want to tell you tonight. We are not perfect, no. But we are striving for perfection. We are striving for perfection. And we want our children, praise God, to so we train them, praise God, hallelujah. We train them in the ways of God so that they, praise God, will know the things of God, and they will walk in the things of God. Praise God. They might not do it then, but later, praise God, in life, they will pick up from where they left off. I know I did. Praise God. I picked up one day from where I left off. from my teaching. I tell people in my book, yes, I had some struggles. Did I fail God? Yes. God know that you're going to fail sometimes. But he's right there to pick you up, to help you, as long as you're trying. You're pressing, as I said, toward that mark in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He keeps us on the right path, the path of perfection. Praise God, because he sees us perfect. Praise God. Hallelujah. When our young men wants to go out and marry someone, teach them, praise God, that they need to be born again. They need to know Jesus Christ, whether they do or not. But tell them first, and tell them to look for a young lady that's born again. We need them to be equally yoked and not unequally yoked. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Is that young lady or is that young man baptized in the Holy Spirit? We are living in the book of Acts now. So we want them to be baptized in the Holy Spirit if we do believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we believe in the Holy Spirit, we want them to. But it might not be, but the husband still is the head. Praise God. Whether they are manifesting the power of the Holy Spirit or whether they are filled with the fruit of the Spirit, that young lady life, does she carry some of the fruits of the Spirit in her? Is she got any joy and is she got any love? She got any, what does she have? Praise God. Hallelujah. Am I still on? Praise God. Hallelujah. She still, praise God. Hallelujah. Is she? Oh, yes. Praise God. Is she born in the Spirit? Praise God. Sister Catherine, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I just didn't want to make sure I wouldn't drop. Okay. All right. We want our children filled with the Spirit, and we are filled with the Spirit. I know we have different denominations, and I know that everybody is not filled with the Spirit, praise God. But are they saved? Are they born again? Praise God. Hallelujah. Do they believe in the Supreme God? Do they believe in God? We don't want our children to be unequally yoked, praise God. Are they setting good Christian examples for each one's life? Praise God. Spiritually disciplined in Bible study and prayer and fasting. How do they believe about it? Ask your children, your sons, when they find a young lady, how does this young lady believe when it comes to these things? An active member of the body of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are they in church? Praise God. Sexually pure and modest. How is she a woman just run around? How is she? Praise God. Find out some things. Does he like to work? Praise God. Hallelujah. I hate a slothful man. Yes. I like a man that don't work. Because God say work. Not that I just want to work. I want to do what God said. I want to be obedient to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trustworthy and faithful, not a liar. Praise God. Can you trust that person? Is that person faithful? Praise God. Honest and sincere. Praise God. Walking in the faith. Do you have faith in God? A good communicator. How well can you communicate together with one another? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Teachable. Willing to listen to somebody, not hard-headed, and don't want to listen, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. I hate to have a man just hard-headed and don't want to listen. A woman, April, you try to say something to them, they don't want to hear. Industrious. Given to hospitality. I love a hospitable person. Praise God. Well-groomed, not slouchy, pants hanging all down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Discipline in good hygiene. How is their hygiene? Praise God. Discipline in eating habits. Praise God. Hallelujah. Discipline in finances. What has he accumulated in life? What is he looking for in life? I'm talking about family goals. What is he looking for in life? What is his goals in life? What is his desire in life? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Patience. Is he got patience or he hot-headed and don't listen? We have to look at all these things when it comes to our children selecting a mate so we won't run up into divorces. They won't run into divorces. And teach them as they are looking for a wife or planning one day to get married. Praise God. Hallelujah. Patient with each other. How patient is that person? Is they not high-headed where they can't listen to the husband or the wife, the girlfriend or the boyfriend? Praise God. Can't change people. You cannot change people. People don't change because you want them to change. People change because they are in Christ and Christ changed them. You can't change anybody. So don't go in it thinking that you can change. So we have to teach our children this, okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. A person with a vision and purpose in life. Sometimes a young lady have purpose and vision in life. And if she's with somebody that don't have any vision, sooner or later something gonna break. If that young man he's out there working hard and she's spending up everything, don't have no purpose or vision in the life, somewhere something is gonna break down. So we are to pray for our children for all these goals. That's just some of them I've decided I would mention to you tonight. To mention to some of the goals that we are to look for in our children's lives. And if you'd like to listen to this program, you can always go on Blog Talk Radio and go into the archives and listen to them and get these goals. Or if these are goals that we are to teach our children to look for in one another, and teach our children how to love one another. Having one goals for marriage in the Lord will cause one to see his potential spouse with the eyes of God. With God, inward beauty is a priority above outward beauty. The proverb woman described in Proverbs 31 is the ideal kind of wife for every God-fearing young man. She is the wife that God approves. And Peter said this, charm and grace are deceptive, and beauty is vain because it is not lasting. But a woman who reverently and worshipfully fears the Lord, she shall be praised. That's Proverbs 31 and 30. That's in the Amplified Bible. According to 1 Peter 3, 4 through 5, a woman is a beauty and great price in the sight of God if she has honored her inward self with a meek and quiet spirit and genuinely put her trust in God. Hallelujah. So I pray that you all have enjoyed this little message tonight on goals for the family. Praise God. Please be back here next Sunday with us at the same time at 7 o'clock. Praise God. And also with Minister GG at 6 o'clock on tomorrow evening, Monday, and Minister Janice on Friday at 8 p.m. May the God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, help me to lift up Jesus and to pray for families, praise God, this week, because this week is family week, praise God. We're going to pray for the families all this week because their man is coming up for Father's Day. We want our men to be heads of the family, praise God. Amen. Okay. Amen. Have a good night now. God bless. Amen. Good night. God bless.